This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. North Korea fired at least one ballistic missile Tuesday into the sea in what South Korea's military described as a weapon likely designed for submarine-based launches, marking possibly the most significant demonstration of the North's military might since U.S. President Joe Biden took office. The launch came hours after the U.S. reaffirmed its offer to resume diplomacy on North Korea's nuclear weapons program. It underscored how the North continues to expand its military capabilities amid a pause in diplomacy. The South's Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement it detected the North firing one short-range ballistic missile it believed to be a submarine-launched ballistic missile, and that the South Korean and U.S. militaries were closely analyzing the launch. Many scientists are pressing the British government to reimpose social restrictions and speed up booster vaccinations as coronavirus infection rates that are Europe's highest rise still further. The UK recorded 49,156 new COVID-19 cases Monday, the largest number since mid-July. New infections increased 15% over the week before. Last week, the Office for National Statistics estimated that 1 in 60 people in England had the virus. In July, Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government lifted all the legal restrictions on businesses and social life, including face covering indoors and social distancing rules. The virus hit Agena Banner County in North China's Inner Mongolia has closed ports, shut scenic spots, halted public transportation, and conducted extensive testing and tracing after the COVID-19 cases. Five COVID-19 cases were found among tourists. The new infections have prompted a COVID-19 emergency response from local authorities. This is VOA News. The European Commission is considering potential legal and financial responses after Poland's Constitutional Court challenged the supremacy of EU law, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said Tuesday. Speaking during a meeting of EU lawmakers in Strasbourg, von der Leyen said the Polish court's ruling earlier this month was, quote, a direct challenge to the unity of the EU, end quote, adding, quote, we cannot and we will not allow our common values to be put at risk, end quote. The judges for Poland's highest court ruled that the national constitution had primacy over EU law. The increased tensions between Poland and the EU fed speculation that Poland, which joined the bloc in 2004, could move toward withdrawing. A volcano on the Spanish island of La Palma was still shooting out molten rock and lava early Tuesday, a month after it erupted. It's situated on one of the Canary Islands off northwest Africa and has so far destroyed more than 1,800 buildings, mostly homes. Prompt evacuations have helped avoid casualties on the island of some 85,000 people. Scientists monitoring the eruption have seen no indication that it is abating as rivers of lava continue flowing slowly toward the sea. At least 22 people have died after torrential rains swept through villages and flooded roads in the southern India state of Kerala, according to the Press Trust of India, PTI. The PTI news agency quoted officials as saying rescuers recovered the bodies in two of the worst-hit districts, where the heavy downpours triggered massive landslides. The National Disaster Response Force and the Indian Army are assisting with rescue efforts. The state chief minister said more than 100 relief camps have been set up to help those forced from their homes by flooding. A strong earthquake struck off the Turkish Mediterranean coast Tuesday, Turkey's Disaster Management Agency said. There was no immediate report of any damage or casualties. The Turkish Disaster and Emergency Management Directorate said the undersea quake with a preliminary magnitude of 6.0 struck 189 kilometers off the resort town of Kars in Antalya province. It happened around 8:30 in the morning. Greek officials Tuesday handed over the Olympic flame to 2022 Beijing Winter Games organizers amid criticism. Human rights activists urged international governments, sponsors, and athletes to boycott what they call China's, quote, genocide games, end quote. Activist groups, which also disrupted the flame lighting ceremony in southern Greece Monday, accused the International Olympic Committee of granting legitimacy to rights abuses in China by allowing the Winter Games to go ahead in Beijing.